This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, How Did We Get the Bible? A Journey Through History. It offers a simplified overview of how the books of the Bible were recognized, preserved, and canonized across centuries, shedding light on why different Christian traditions sometimes include different books. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements, such as section headings, appendices, and the full bibliography, have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who want to explore this subject in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. Have you ever wondered how the Bible came to be? It's not as if one day the Bible just fell from the sky, leather-bound and chaptered. Process of recognizing which books belong in the Bible, the canon, was a long journey, filled with debates, councils, and decisions that shaped Christianity. This article explores the story of how early Christians recognized the books of the Bible, why some books made the cut while others didn't, and how different Christian traditions, like Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox, came to have slightly different versions of the Bible. What does canon mean? The word canon comes from a Greek word that means rule or measuring stick. It's like saying these books are the gold standard for faith and practice. A book is considered canonical if it's inspired by God and serves as a guide for believers. But figuring out which books met that standard wasn't straightforward. Early Christians had to rely on several questions. Was the book written by an apostle or someone close to them? Was it widely accepted by Christians? Did it align with the teachings of Jesus? These questions helped shape the Bible we know today. The Old Testament, what about the Septuagint? The Old Testament is shared by both Jews and Christians, but there are differences in the versions each group uses. Early Christians, including Jesus and the apostles, often quoted from the Septuagint, a Greek translation of the Hebrew scriptures. For Christians, the Septuagint was important because it pointed to Jesus as the promised Messiah. However, after Jesus' time, Jewish leaders moved away from the Septuagint, partly because it was so popular with Christians. Over time, Christians also started debating which Old Testament books to include, especially the additional writings found in the Septuagint, like Tobit and Judith. That's why Catholic and Orthodox Bibles include some of these books, while most Protestant Bibles don't. The New Testament. Sorting the letters and Gospels. When it comes to the New Testament, early Christians had a lot of writings to sort through. Letters from apostles like Paul and Peter were passed around churches, and four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, stood out as central to the Christian faith. But there were also other writings, like the Gospel of Thomas or the Shepherd of Hermas, that some Christians thought might be scripture. Early church used four basic rules determining which books belonged in the NT. 1. Apostolic origin. Was it written by an apostle or someone close to them? 2. Universal acceptance. Was it widely recognized by churches? 3. Consistency. Did it agree with the core teachings of Christianity? 4. Spiritual impact. Did it change lives and reflect God's truth? By the late 300s AD, church councils like the Synod of Hippo and the Councils of Carthage affirmed the 27 books we now know as the New Testament. Challenges and controversies. One of the biggest challenges came from people like Marcion, a teacher in the 2nd century who created his own Bible. Marcion didn't like the Old Testament, so he threw it out and kept only parts of Luke and some of Paul's letters. His ideas forced the church to draw a line. They needed to officially recognize which books truly reflected the faith. Other writings, like the Gospel of Peter or the Apocalypse of Peter, were eventually left out because they didn't meet the church's criteria. For example, they were written too late to be connected to the apostles, or they didn't line up with Christian teachings. Why do some Bibles have more books? If you've ever seen a Catholic Bible, you might have noticed it has more books in the Old Testament than a Protestant Bible. This difference comes down to history. During the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s, Martin Luther questioned whether some books in the Old Testament, like Tobit and Wisdom of Solomon, should be included. Eventually, Protestant Bibles settled on 66 books, while Catholic Bibles kept 73. Orthodox Christians, on the other hand, have a few more books, depending on their tradition. Why this matters, understanding how the Bible came together helps us appreciate the faith of the early church and the careful thought they put into recognizing God's word. They weren't just picking books at random. They were safeguarding what they believed to be the truth about God and his plan for humanity. For Christians today, this history reminds us of the unity and diversity in the body of Christ. While we may use slightly different Bibles, the heart of the message remains the same. God loves us, and he has revealed himself to us through his word. The Septuagint, a bridge between Hebrew and Greek worlds. One fascinating part of the Bible's history is how the Old Testament was translated into Greek. This translation, called the Septuagint, was made around 250 BC in Alexandria, Egypt, for Jewish communities who no longer spoke Hebrew. But it became much more than just a translation. It played a key role in spreading God's word to a much wider audience. The Septuagint made the Hebrew scriptures accessible to the Greek-speaking world, which was the common language of the time. This wasn't a coincidence, but a part of God's plan to prepare the world for the coming of Jesus and the spread of the gospel. Early Christians, including Jesus and the apostles, often quoted from the Septuagint. For example, Matthew's gospel cites the Greek translation of Isaiah 7 verse 14, where the word parthenos is used, pointing to the virgin birth of Christ. By translating Hebrew truths into Greek, the Septuagint allowed key concepts like justice, grace, and covenant to be expressed with clarity and precision. These ideas became understandable not just to Jews but also to Gentiles, paving the way for the gospel to spread throughout the Roman Empire. God's Plan in Action, the Apostle Paul is a perfect example of how God used this cultural and linguistic blending. Paul was a Jewish Pharisee who understood Hebrew theology but also spoke Greek and was familiar with Greek culture. This unique background made him the ideal person to share the message of Christ with both Jews and Gentiles. His writings often quoted the Septuagint, showing how the Greek translation helped him connect with his audience. If the scriptures had remained only in Hebrew, they would have been limited to a small group of people. But because Greek was the common language of the ancient world, the Septuagint became a bridge that carried God's message to everyone. This shows how God works through history, language, and culture to make his truth known. Why it matters understanding the role of the Septuagint reminds us of God's sovereignty in preparing the world for the gospel. It also shows how the Bible we have today is the result of his careful planning. Whether it's the Hebrew scriptures, the Greek translation, or the New Testament, every part of the Bible is a testament to God's desire to reveal himself to all people. Conclusion: the Bible didn't come to us all at once, but its story shows the faithfulness of God and his people throughout history. Whether you're holding a 66-book Protestant Bible, a Catholic Bible with the deuterocanonical books, or an Orthodox Bible with even more, you're holding the result of centuries of prayerful decisions and the work of the Holy Spirit. So next time you open your Bible, take a moment to marvel at the incredible journey that brought it into your hands.